Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a great song. Good morning to all. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your Thursday. Look, we're getting closer to another Eagles game. And believe it or not, as bad as they've played, if they win this one, they're 4-2. I mean, that's what you got to think as. I mean, you don't have to, but I'll just say this. That's the optimistic view of stacking wins and then trying to improve. And we have seen teams improve. I mean, the 2013 Eagles were 1-3. They got to the playoffs. The 95 Eagles were 1-3. They won a playoff game in which they scored 58 points. I mean, you can improve.
This team can go out against the Giants and look better. They can win that game. The Bengals the following week, we know that the Bengals have not started this season with the flying colors they were hoping.
Yeah.
And then the week after, it's the Jaguars who boast, you know, the other coach who is at the top of the list in terms of who's got the best odds to be fired right now. It's Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni.
By the way, then it's Dallas. Yeah. Like, we kept looking at it like, oh, then things get hard with Dallas. I mean, the Eagles very well might be favored in that game. By the way, I don't want anyone to misconstrue. Getting a 6-2 doesn't mean they're good. It helps, but it doesn't mean they're good. They got to become good to do something meaningful.
They got
meaningful.
To 10-1 last year.
There's an example just from last year. The Packers started 3-6 last year, 4-7, went on a run, ended up 9-8, and they absolutely could have beaten the Niners. They could have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were a quality team at the end of the year. They really were.
We need to be better. We need to be improved by November 14th. So I'm less worried about the Cowboys on November 10th. Then I am the Commanders on November 14th.
I think that's a bigger game
at this
point.
4 days later, short week.
Sure.
8:15 game, you know, national game against that team that feels like they've passed us in the division. It feels like Washington. Yeah, this will be their chance to show the world whether they have made good.
It can go the other way too, though.
Sure.
We all remember. I mean, Carson Wentz was 3-0, and we're like, "Let's go, baby!" Yeah. You know, like it does happen.
Yep. It would be. The wonderful thing, what this team needs to do is set the record straight, set the ledger straight, reset the ledger. Hey guys, we are the dominant team because the week before, well, not the week before, 4 days before, you got the Cowboys, then the Commanders.
Sure.
You got to set everything straight.
All right, so 215-592-9494 to weigh in, including on the topic, do you think the Eagles actually can and or will become good this year? Or is it crazy talk given what we've seen? And what do you think they need to do it? I mean, I can't imagine anyone disagrees with what I said about Jalen Carter. Time for him to step up. Like, let's remember this about Jalen Carter. Maybe the number one overall pick, if not the incident down in Georgia. Or wherever that was after the national championship game.
I don't even know that it's a maybe. It's like...
So be that guy.
Everyone said this guy has everything you could ever hope for. Everything you're looking for.
Be that guy. By the way, a couple things I'm looking forward to today. So Jason Kelce with us in an hour in studio. Over the phone today. 7:30, Kelce with us for a long stretch of time. So that's always a great thing. 9:30 today, something really unique. And you may not know this. Philadelphia has a champion boxer. Like, literally, world champion. The welterweight champion is Jaron Boots Ennis. He's fighting coming up in a couple weeks. He's going to be in studio with us today at 9:30. James, when did you first hear of Jaron Boots Ennis?
On this show a few months ago, whenever it was that you first brought him up. That was the first time I ever heard of him.
He is the champion of the world.
Yeah.
Like, of the world.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
We gotta embrace this guy.
I agree. We can use all the winners we can get right now.
let's have it rub off on the other teams. All right, 215.
I just read recently that boxing is the sport that most lends itself to films, feature-length films being made about it.
Interesting.
I don't know how they came up with that stat, but whether it was there actually have been more films.
Well, there are tons. I mean, think about it.
There are a lot of movies about boxing.
Disproportionate compared to the popularity of this sport, certainly nowadays.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Think about that.
But a great story to easier to tell that story than 53 football players.
It's one on one. Of course, it is.
You know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Get in there. Yeah.
It's cinematic. It's all that.
All right. By the way, James.
Grippingly visual.
Name the TV show that said it won't be cinematic.
A guy is
threatening to kill a woman in a car if she ever goes near Tony Soprano again.
Of course.
It won't be cinematic. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
All right, Mike.
Hey, John, just so you know, you're not crazy. The moon is different right now. It's called a super moon.
Why?
Super moon?
Because it sounds super. Cool.
It's in a phase right now where it's a little bit closer to the Earth, so it seems much bigger than what it is.
No wonder. It absolutely, it is strange when I can see the moon massively right behind the camera's face as he's starting the show. That really was strange today.
So, you're not crazy.
Okay,
Joe, you have the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever. You could give him the double moon.
Yeah, I could. like you said, apparently there's some big bosses in here, so I think I'll avoid that one. All right, what do you got for us, Mike?
All right. The Eagles definitely have the opportunity to be good. In my eyes, they actually have the opportunity to be great. But there is a lot of things that need to go right and a lot of things that need to be changed. And first of all, it starts with Sirianni getting his head out of his you-know-what. And stop playing or coaching like he's playing some kid in Madden or something. I mean, it's watching this offense, it's either a go route or a crossing route, and sometimes we'll hand the ball off.
Well, hold on, Mike, to be fair, look, I'm not in the mood to defend Sirianni much these days, but to be fair, if it's mostly Kellen Moore's offense, then you got to start directing those comments to Kellen Moore. Unless they tell, and you know my theory, they tailor this thing to what's comfortable for Jalen. I mean, I can't fathom that Kellen Moore, who had all these different plays in Dallas, suddenly forgot how to call them. I don't buy that.
Well, see, that's why I'm starting to now look at Jalen Hurts.
You should.
Wondering if he's capable of doing these things. And I called in 2 days ago and I said, if he's not capable of doing these things, that's where I look at Sirianni, because it's coaching. Coaching is what gets players to be able to do something.
To an extent. To an extent.
Mike, I feel, and most people feel like if I've seen you do it once, you know, this is the adage in the NFL. If I've seen you do it once, I think I can coach you to do it again.
100%.
And that's what's so flummoxing about all of this. In 2022, we've got our quarterback neck and neck with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. That we're debating who's the best quarterback in the world. Is it our guy or their guy? That's where 100%. It was.
But we were also there with Carson in 2017, and it fell apart.
You're right.
I mean, it does happen.
But that's where it was.
I know.
And if there was a 10-year difference between it happening, say this was, you know, we're talking 10 years ago, he was doing these things, then I would be like, okay, the dude probably regressed. He got older. He's failing. Like, his body's just not capable of doing these things. It was 2 years ago, and he had one knee.
I know.
Right.
Like, it's not Carson where he had the back, the head.
No, it's not as extensive as that.
Not at all. We know Shane Steichen had a major impact on the way that Jalen performed.
Yeah,
we know that being coached right made him play differently.
But, Mike,
I
think there's a broader point here that maybe we haven't discussed enough. What Jalen brought to the league, while pretty unique, is replicated by a lot of quarterbacks, maybe not quite as effectively at the read option, but there's a lot of QBs that do it now, which means there's like every defensive coordinator in football has to prepare for it. And over 2 years, I think coordinators have made adjustments. I mean, if you know what I mean? Like, there's like 10 or 14 different quarterbacks to play the way he plays.
So, absolutely have made adjustments, because you see it across the league where if you're not getting creative with it, it's getting stopped. If you're just running the basic RPO, then a lot of people are able to stop it.
Yeah. But I want to, Mike, if we could get like Lion-Z with it, if we could get Detroit-ish with the way our offense is run, I would love it, because I agree with you. You got to start branching out.
All right, so 215-592-9494. By the way, you can win a pair of tickets today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
During our show, I just mentioned Jaron Boots Ennis with the fight coming up. It's November 9th, and it's at the Wells Fargo Center. That's the other thing that's cool. Like, not only is he from here, he's going to have a welterweight championship fight of the world coming up, you know, defending his belt at the Wells Fargo Center in a couple weeks. I guess that's, what, 2.5, 3 weeks? November 9th at the Wells Fargo Center. So you can be there. Now, you can purchase tickets for this. Of course, tickets always available, WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. That's WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. By the way, big card that night. All sorts of fights that night. But the big one is a world title on the line. And today we give away a pair of tickets. Here's how we give them away. So, John, we love movies. I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Who is it, James, that doesn't like movies? Ruben Frank,
yeah.
Like, for some reason, just
doesn't watch them, doesn't like them, doesn't want anything to do with them.
It's strange.
It's very strange.
Very strange. So here's the deal. Today, because, you know, James had referenced to me earlier
he doesn't watch them. Mad at movies?
He just doesn't watch them. Out.
That's there's
now he
be
goes to like a concert
deeper.
Every night of the week.
Right.
Literally.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, literally.
He tilts too far one way.
Way too. All he does
does
is
he have
his music.
Television at home?
I don't know. He might not.
Well, I'm sure he's a television. He's a sports fan. He chooses not
to. To be fair, it's like only a football fan.
This isn't complicated. He chooses not to watch movies. That's the end of the story. He don't watch them.
It just doesn't make sense.
Of course it doesn't make sense, but it's what he does. All right, here's the deal. If you watch movies and if you watch Shawshank, you know that in Shawshank there's the Rita Hayworth poster. Now, Seltzer said to me earlier today, this is the date, you know, way back when Rita, this would have been her birthday if she was still alive. By the way, she was beautiful and awesome. Ooh. I was a big Rita Hayworth fan. All right.
You were a big Rita Hayworth fan?
Huge.
No, you
were.
She died in 1987.
Come on, man.
Huge fan. Gilda was the name of the movie. All
yeah,
right.
Gilda.
I know.
That's the one they watch in Josh Hank.
Trust me. I love Rita Hayworth.
Dude, I love black and white movies.
All right. So here's the deal. That would be but you could have that prop pretty easy. Anyone could get a Rita Hayworth poster. Today we go inside movie history. You got to give us a prop from a movie that you could display in your home. And whoever comes up with the best answer is going to win the tickets to see Boots Ennis try to win, you know, another fight and defend his belt. So here's what I mean by that. Like, you don't get the Batmobile. It don't fit in your home, all right? None of that nonsense. It's got to be a displayable item. By the way, lightsaber, it doesn't actually work.
It's not that cool.
Like, you know, Joe Wechter can't come in your house and bang, you knock him down and you kill him. It don't work that way.
Wow.
But you can have the actual prop if you want to. You can. All right. So
could
Richie,
have just taken his hand off like Luke or something. You know.
All right, John. Give me an item from a movie. And everyone, get those thinking caps on, boys and girls. What is the best item ever from a movie that fits neatly into a home that you'd love to have? Best answer wins the fight tickets. John, what do you got?
It really is tough to go. Choose just one, but for me, Back to the Future 2. I put skateboards on the wall.
Oh, I
now.
Thought you were going a different way in Back to the Future 2. Wow.
I'm going with the hover skateboard.
Okay. Won't work.
I understand it doesn't work, but I have my skateboard decks like decoratively displayed.
Sure.
That would be a great one to
all
put
right,
up
so you got
the
hoverboard. Seltzer, give me an answer.
So mine's going to be a conversation starter, too, because someone's going to walk in my house and see a display case with a prop gun in there. And they'll be like, what are you doing with a gun in your house? And it's like, oh, that's the gun that Michael Corleone took off the wall of the bathroom and killed Salazzo McCluskey with.
The Godfather gun. That's interesting. Reed, give me an answer here.
I am going to do the mug, the Kobayashi mug from
Usual.
From Usual Suspects.
Yeah, that's another good. Look, there's so many big answers. Give us great answers. 215-592-9494. You guys know I'm a big fan of The Natural. I mean, give me Wonder Boy, but hopefully before. I don't think it really broke. I think that was. I don't think it really split in half. Give me Wonder Boy from the great movie The Natural. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, coming up in 1 minute, something said by Dave Dombrowski 2 days ago on one of the Phillies' main players. We're going to get to that. It was some interesting stuff. Dombrowski on Boehm. That's coming up in 1 minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning. So let's bring it back to the Phils, because, you know, press conference 2 days ago, and Dombrowski spoke on a ton of topics, one of which was Alec Boehm. Now, you guys know I'm not nearly as out on Alec Boehm as a lot of people were when the season's over. But I know, I get it. A lot of people are very frustrated. Let's listen to Dave Dombrowski the other day when he talked about the Phils' third baseman.
First, about Alec Boehm, how do you look at his season? This started off so well, becomes an all-star, and then has like a slow decline. And then how concerning was it that Rob had to pull him out of the lineup for game two against the Mets?
Sure. Well, Alec Boehm's a good player. I mean, he's starting third baseman for the National League team. I mean, he's a good player. He knocked in 100 or close to 100 runs 2 years in a row. He's one of the top hitters in the league. He's improved defensively. He had an outstanding first half of the season and not an Alec Boehm second half of the season. But he overall is a really good player, and he's a good player on the team. You know, anytime, you know, the manager has to make those decisions on what he thinks is the best thing for his club. We knew he was coming off an injury that affected his hand, which makes it more difficult to hit at times. So Rob thought that we needed energy, and that was a move that he was going to make. He went into the game later in the day, into that particular game. So, I mean, those are the things I leave in the manager's hands. I mean, I wish he wasn't in a slump at that time. I wish he was swinging the bat well, but he wasn't. And the manager has to sometimes make moves to try to spark things.
All right, that was Dombrowski 2 days ago. Now, John, I'm going to ask you a question. And by asking it to you, I'm going to ask it to everybody listening. Are you really out on Alec Boehm, John? You were really harsh last week on him. Are you really out on him?
I don't know. Okay. I still am very troubled by his childishness. He is immature. He's 28 years old, I believe, yet as stunted as as I'll get out. I think that's not what we're looking for. I do think this season we saw it bleed over to where it can be a distraction, to where it can have an impact, a negative impact on the way this team goes out and
it
performs.
Did.
I'm out on him. I'm fully out. Look, and it's situational. He's got 1 year left on his deal. I'm not paying him after that. I'm just not. He's not a big enough power hitter for me at that position with his size. All we've said for years is, can this guy hit the ball? The ball. Look, he's 6'5". What a monster. Lift the ball. And he still hits the exact same way he always has. He has not developed into the player I thought he was going to be. He's a fine third baseman, or a fine player. He's an average or below third baseman.
Yeah,
he's a decent hitter, but he doesn't do enough for me at that position for the money he's going to cost. I'd rather trade him right now, get what I can for him, and move on.
Well, that's the point. He is valuable to everyone else, more so than he is to me for this team. In my eyes, the value he holds to our team, because I do think he brings us down with his attitude.
So
let's go get something while we can, because that will give someone else. We can get more for him now than we ever will.
All right, I really want to pose that question to everyone. For everyone that reacted so hardcore last week, which was a lot of people, are you really out on Alec Boehm? Yes or no?
Well, Well, he's such a speedy runner.
Yeah, he's got limitations.
Yes.
215.
How do you have legs that long and you cannot run fast?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.